Bell.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
It's that time once again. It is Chat with Stu Mack. That is Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
We're talking patriotic movies.
It is 4th of July weekend, after all.
One that some people might not know today. It's an older movie called Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I mean, it's probably in my top five greatest movies of all time, period.
Jimmy Stewart. One of my favorite all-time actors.
But in this movie, he is a senator, a brand new senator, that was appointed after a senator died in office. He goes in there, kind of a country bumpkin kind of guy, and ends up making this big stink because he wants to put a boys' camp where they can learn how to hike and fish and hunt right where they want to build a dam. And so he does this huge filibuster. It's a fascinating film. It really is amazing. And the speech that he gives, it's incredible.
There's no place out there for graft or greed or lies or compromise with human liberties. And that, if that's what the grown-ups have done with this world that was given to them, then we better get those boys' camps started fast and see what the kids can do.
One of the lines I do remember is, he says, "Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy." And one of the other senators says, "You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?"
That's great. I like sports movies that are patriotic. So one that comes to mind to me is Seabiscuit. Oh. Because I used to work in the horse racing business, and I love Seabiscuit. Mm. It's an all-time great movie.
Just by getting itself, chills right now thinking about it.
What makes it patriotic is the backdrop. Laura Hillenbrand's book talks about America at the time in the 30s during the Great Depression. That's where the story takes place. And Seabiscuit was this underdog horse that beat the big dog. It's an underdog story overall, and that is the story of America in many ways.
Yeah, for sure.
I just think this horse has a lot of heart. He may have been down, but he wasn't out. He may have lost a few, but he didn't let it get to him. I think we could all learn a lick or two from this little guy. Oh, and by the way, he doesn't know he's little. He thinks he's the biggest horse out there.
I'll do one more sports movie that is obviously patriotic. But I remember I lived through this moment, and that's Miracle, which is the story of the 1980 U.S. hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
I will never forget. I was 9 years old, sitting on the chair with the TV. It was one of those you had to get up and turn the dial.
Oh, yeah.
It was on
ka-chunk,
the ground.
Ka-chunk.
It probably weighed 7,000 pounds. But I will never forget that moment. Just it was so emotional that we toppled Russia. The USSR at the time, and we were smack in the middle of a cold war with them.
Yeah.
So it was very sensitive politically. But the movie does a good job of talking about the team and how they came together and the whole coach. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful movie. I love it.
That will go right from there to Rocky IV because, we're talking cold era. I believe that, man, that movie just bleeds patriotism. And I mean bleeds. Because there's a lot of blood. Some people think might be a little cheesy, the speech at the end. He's like, "Adrian, we can work together with the Russians."
Is that the one where he says, "I must bedeck you"?
Yes. He takes on the big Russian that is pumped with steroids and working out. The workout montage is patriotic on its own. Air Force One. You have President Harrison Ford being more presidential than most presidents of the United States, standing up against foreign leaders, even Russia at one point in there. It's a stark film. It's action-packed, but you have the president fighting back single-handedly against terrorists. Come on! You can't get more presidential and patriotic than that right there.
I agree with you. I think Saving Private Ryan is another movie that you have to have on your top five lists of patriotic movies, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Born on the 4th of July is pretty good, too. Tom Cruise. That one's dark, but America's had a lot of dark history, so there's nothing wrong with
it's
having
part
darkness.
Part of our history.
It doesn't have to be rah-rah America. It can be realistic about what has happened in this country.
That's true. I tend to lean towards the rah-rah stuff.
Yeah.
But there's another movie called The Longest Day, and it's from the 60s. It's an epic film. It had every big actor at the time in it, and it's also about D-Day. It was kind of the first D-Day movie. It was very iconic to me because that was a war film I watched with my dad many times. And there's a very familiar tune in that movie. It sticks with me to this day, and it's sad to think about, you know, the men who died on the beaches of Normandy, and it kind of it's an eerie song that goes right with the idea of all these boys just giving their lives for America and freedom. Another war film, Gettysburg. Mm. If you have not seen this movie,
you know what? I don't think I've seen Gettysburg.
Oh, gosh, it is so good. My dad and I will quote it all the time in Friends. It's such a good movie.
I also love funny movies that are patriotic, like Stripes.
Oh,
Private Benjamin with Goldie Hawn. Remember that one?
Yeah. What is Stripes with
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray. Okay, yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
Yeah,
of.
Classic.
I couldn't remember the name of it.
Well, we could go on and on.
Oh my gosh!
But this is fun.
Yeah. Mac on movies.
Mac on movies.
Oh. There we go. Like, hey, it. Chat. Because Chat with Stu Mac could have its own thing, and then Mac with movies could have its own thing.
Yeah.
And then there's two segments. And then is that too much Chat with Stu Mac though? Is that
no,
just
there's never could be enough.
Never enough Chat with Stu Mac. Yeah.